Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we were talking about the qualifications of a pastor. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
So you look at that. In verse 5, he said, they put him in Crete to ordain elders in every city as I appointed these, I told you to do. If any man be blameless, he's a husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of unruly, for a bishop must be blameless as a servant of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, temperate, holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. So having said that, I want you to see, this isn't just speaking to these ones who accuse people, in particularly from what they read from someone or what someone has said to them, or they got on someone's Facebook and act like, well, the Facebook's more reliable than the Bible. The gossip that's going around. And they are what I call parking lot theologians that have no idea what they're talking about. This would consider, well, let's say Peter, John, who were beaten by the authorities after being told to not preach anymore in the name of Jesus, that they were so wrong because they did not obey authority over them. Well, they said, hey, we're going to obey God rather than man in Acts chapter 4. You know, a lot of people said, you shouldn't be having church. The government doesn't want you to have church services during COVID. Well, but God didn't tell us that. Oh, yes, he did, because he says you got to obey them to have authority over you. So what you're saying then is that Peter and John were filthy, rotten sin preaching there in Jerusalem. And although multitudes of souls got saved, they were rotten, filthy, low down, no good, because they did that. And they had been told by government not to preach the word. See, don't use your parking lot theology to go against the word of God. Don't let these people who want to think of themselves as intellectuals, they might be wise in the world, but they're not wise in the word. And so, even though they were told by authority, that didn't stop them going on. So this then is not referring to laws as they are dealing with witnessing the gospel or standing against sin, naming a sin as abortion, calling it murder, and they are arrested. And now in some places, some countries and some states, even they want to arrest them for doing so. But we must obey God first. Like John the Baptist, Herod, it's not right for you to have your brother Philip's wife. And he got killed for it. But who would you like to be the last 2,000 years, Herod or John the Baptist? No. Criminality for things as thievery, sexual predators. Yeah. Those things need to be dealt with. It's not referring to that. Not just accused, but proven and declared so in a court of law. By the way, that's the idea behind it. Remember, Jesus was falsely accused in a court of law, as well as others in the Word of God. Always check out the accusers and find out their agenda, those that are making sure that theirs is heard by everybody. And yet it's hearsay, the accusation of personal, moral, ethical criminality, as in a courtroom. But see, they're to be blameless. And by the way, blameless is, that's the idea. Blameless is they've been convicted in a court of law, a legal court of law, and they've been convicted of criminality. That's what the word blameless has in the Greek. It's the idea behind it. It is being blamed, found guilty in a court of law. For example, person stole. He's found guilty. Tax evasion. He's found guilty. He's done this, done that. You know, he's embezzled, drunken driving, murder, whatever. Then, those people need to be dealt with and dealt with hard. Not if they're Christians, it still means they need to be dealt with hard. We ought to have a higher expectation of Christians than we do of the unsaved. So, blameless is that they're not wrong in these things. We can blame people for things. If you hadn't said that, I wouldn't have done this. You're the one that did it, but they're the blame, huh? Okay. And so they're to be blameless. And the husband of one wife. It's not one at a time, by the way. All right. It's not one at a time. Husband's from the Greek word, by the way, aner, which is defined as a male or man. It is contrasted to anthropos, which is the idea of mankind. It describes mankind, whether it's a woman or a man. If it's given a masculine ending, then it's looking at mainly just men or a majority of men, maybe in a group. It can refer to females, the word anthropos, depending on the context as well as the spelling. But aner does not refer to women. Okay, so a woman cannot be the husband of one wife. She's a woman. She cannot be the husband of one wife. Now, what many today call legalistic, and that requirements are very fundamentalist, even called racist, which is not the husband of one wife, were biblicists. Biblicists. And they lack the ability, the spiritual understanding, to comprehend that. So the Holy Spirit here uses the word aner to show distinctly that the pastor, the elder, is to be a husband of one wife, one man over one woman. And this goes back to the word blameless to show it's not contrary to the law of God and nature itself. In other words, you cannot ordain a homosexual man, and for that matter, a homosexual woman. Now, I'm being nice in saying this to the world because the word homosexual is what trees do and all that. That's an example of homosex, and actually it's not a good scientific name for it. Really, it's sodomite is more accurate, but not trying to get off on those kind of words. I just want to realize that God's saying what is to be a preacher, pastor, is the husband, and it's a he that's a husband of one wife who is a woman. He does not support homosexuality if he's a pastor. Biblically, God is opposed to churches with homosexual pastors, and the churches who do not name that as sin. One wife is from the Greek word, and now, this is funny, and I'm going to tell you men, don't do this, okay? Don't do this. The word wife here, okay, is from the Greek word gune. Now, men, don't go home and tell your wife she's gune, okay? You're liable to have a frying pan over your head. All right, so I don't recommend that you go home and call your wife gune, but you are beginning to see that one man, one woman is God's way. And so he is the husband of one wife. That is God's direct will. It's not a recommendation. It is the way God says it must be. Okay, God says it is one man, one woman. And I think that most of you have no problem with that. Now, the root of the word woman is showing by the entire Greek word a woman who is a spouse. She is the spouse of the man who is going to be the pastor. Now, the Bible is very direct in these things, and some won't realize this until we get to heaven. The pastor is to be the husband of one woman. With the pastor being a man, God, the Holy Spirit, would see our day back in that day in Acts chapter 15, verse 18, where it says, known unto God are all his works from the beginning. Okay? And because of that, because his works are known unto God from the beginning, we know that God put this in the Bible 2,000 years ago because he could see a day like we're living in today where they're ordaining homosexual to be pastors or ordaining women to be pastors of local churches instead of men.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.